Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Randy Batson, a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, June 2, 1953, Queen Elizabeth II was crowned at Westminster Abbey in London, and Barbados went all out to celebrate the occasion in a variety of ways. The Barbados Advocate provided extensive coverage of the range of events that took place on the day across the colony. These included a number of coronation services at the various churches throughout the island, including the parish churches and the St. Michael's Cathedral, a parade at the Garrison Savannah, a parade of the Barbados landship through the city, and the illumination and decoration of Bridgetown, among others. These were the latest of a series of special coronation-related events that had taken place in the days preceding. These included a tree planting at St. Prenifred's School and the issuance of coronation medals to a large number of eminent persons, including Dr. Hugh Cummings, Theodore Brancker, and Winter Crawford, both of which took place just the day before. The special service at the St. Michael's Cathedral on Coronation Day started at 11 a.m. and was attended by a large congregation, which included the Governor Sir Robert Arundel and the Colonial Secretary R.N. Turner. According to the newspaper, later that afternoon, thousands of people attended what it described as an elaborate parade, a number that included the governor, members of the legislature, and other high officials. The event reportedly lasted for 1 hour and 45 minutes and was characterized by, quote, brilliant pageantry that was such a befitting contribution of Barbados for the coronation of the Queen. It also features scenes that were described as peculiarly Barbadian and highly entertaining. One aspect of the event was a projection via loudspeakers over the parade ground of the broadcast of UK Prime Minister Sir Winston Churchill's address, as well as that of the new Queen herself. Aside from the march past of the various groups on parade, there were other notable displays by the drum and fife in Zouave uniform, as well as the 50 guides and rangers who recreated a living crown on the platform of a truck, complete with representations of emblems and decorations, which was so striking in execution that it brought a hush over the crowd. Another quite entertaining display was a house built of card containing people acting drunk, which caught fire and resulted in said people leaping from the windows, much to the amusement of the spectators. This display was executed by the Fire and St. John Ambulance Brigades, who extinguished the fire and rescued the injured, respectively. The illumination and decoration of Bridgetown capped off events taking place on this day, June 2, 1953. Some 20,000 persons reportedly converged on the city, dressed in their finery, to walk Broad and Swan streets, where the various stores were all attractively lit up with prominently placed lights. The Cave Shepherd store in particular attracted much attention, largely because of a glittering crown mounted over a portrait of the new monarch on display there. The public buildings, the fountain in Trafalgar Square, the Chamberlain Bridge, the Electric Company facility, the Bay Street Esplanade, and even the building owned by soft drinks manufacturer Bottlers Limited were emblazoned with lights, and boats in the careenage were adorned with flags and streamers as part of the grand occasion.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.